the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us take for you from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. He was praying in a certain place.
有一次耶稣在一个地方祈祷,
and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
停止以后, 他的一个门徒对他说, 主,请教给我们祈祷,如同约翰教给了他的门徒一样。
He said to them, when you pray, say,
耶稣给他们说,你们祈祷时要说,
Father, hallowed be your name.
父啊,愿你的名被尊为圣,
your kingdom come.
愿你的国来临,
give us each day our daily bread.
我们的日用粮,
and forgive us our sins.
我们天天赐给我们,宽免我们的罪过,
for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us.
因为我们自己也宽免所有亏负我们的人,
and do not subject us to the final test.
不要让我们陷入诱惑。
The Gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音。
My dear sisters,
我亲爱的姐妹,
St. Luke tells us that Jesus was praying in a certain place.
路经告诉我们,耶稣在一个地方祈祷,
and his disciples were with him.
那些,他的门徒都跟他们在一起,
but the disciples did not disturb Jesus.
但是,门徒没骚扰耶稣,
because that was the understanding.
因为他们很清晰知道不可以骚扰耶稣祈祷,
when Jesus prayed, the disciples all looked at Jesus.
当耶稣祈祷的时候,
the way Jesus was praying,
因为耶稣祈祷的姿态,
they waited till the end.
他们会等待耶稣祈祷.
When Jesus finished praying,
当耶稣祈祷停止之后,
the disciples went to him,
门徒就去问他了,
and asked him,
请他,
Master, teach us to pray.
主,请教给我们祈祷.
Commenting on this text, St. Augustine becomes very eloquent.
当圣奥斯定去解释这一段福音章节的时候,
he tells us that the disciples saw many things that Jesus was doing. The disciples saw Jesus doing miracles, calming the sea, raising the dead,
復活死人啊,
multiplying the loaves of bread,
增餅啊,
and many other wonders.
有很多奇蹟異事.
The disciples saw Jesus teaching very eloquently.
他们都见到耶稣呢,用很高超的道理去教导.
The disciples also saw Jesus defeating his enemies in argument.
都见证了耶稣怎样去辩论,辩倒那些敌人.
But not once did any of the disciples ask him, Master, could you teach us the technique of working miracles?
但从来都没有一个门徒问耶稣, 师父,请你教我们打败他人的,
Master, how wonderfully you teach. How can we teach like that?
师父,你教导你这么高超,我们怎样才能够好像你一样?
When you pray, how is it that the water becomes wine?
怎样才可以呢? 将啲水都变成酒啊。
The disciples never wanted to do anything that Jesus did.
嗰啲门徒咧，从来都冇想做任何耶稣所做嘅嘢。
But one thing when the disciples saw Jesus doing, they wanted to do as Jesus did.
只有一样嘢咧，系啲门徒好想好似耶稣一样。
And that was to pray.
就系祈祷啦。
Why did the disciples want to do what Jesus did?
点解佢哋想喺呢方面学习耶稣点样做咧？
Because in front of the disciples, Jesus was first and foremost a man of prayer.
因为喺啲门徒嘅跟前咧，耶稣尤其是咧系一个祈祷嘅人。
Everything else was secondary.
所有其他嘅一切咧都系次要嘅。
If you asked the disciples who Jesus was, they would all agree he was a man of prayer.
如果你哋问啲门徒耶稣系边个，佢哋个个肯定会都同意啦。耶稣系一个祈祷嘅人。
So one thing they realized.
所以有一样嘢佢哋好醒，佢哋醒悟。
Praying, being connected with the Father, was the source of all that Jesus did.
祈祷同天主相通咧，呢个就系耶稣最独特嘅地方。
So they came to a realization.
所以佢哋又醒悟到咧。
If we could pray as Jesus prayed, everything else will follow.
如果我哋能够好似耶稣咁样祈祷法咧，其他所有嘅一切都会跟住嚟噶啦。
That's why they asked Jesus.
所以佢哋就问耶稣。
Master, teach us to pray.
师父，请教给我们祈祷。
That explains to us what we should be.
这个呢就解释给他们听我们应该怎成为什么。
We are doing and saying many things.
我们做很多事，讲很多事。
But first and foremost, who are we?
但是在这一切之上，我们最重要的是成为什么人？
What is my identity?
我的身份是什么呢？
What do I want others to see me as?
我想人哋点样睇我呢？
Everybody should see us as men and women of prayer.
个个人都应该睇到我哋系祈祷嘅人。
If we are able to pray as Jesus prayed, that is enough.
如果我哋能够好似耶稣一样咁样祈祷咧，咁就足够。
To be able to be men and women of prayer.
成为祈祷的人。
And that's what Jesus has chosen us to be.
这个就是耶稣拣选我们所以成为的人。
All other activities must flow out of prayer.
所有其他的活动呢都应该是流入于祈祷的。
Jesus said, John chapter 15, verses 1 to 11,
约翰福音第十三章一至十一节。
I am the vine and you are the branches.
十五章啊。
我是葡萄树，你们是枝条。
I am the vine and you are the branches. You abide in me and I will abide in you.
你们住在我内，我也住在你们内。
When you abide in me and I abide in you,
当你住在我内，我住在你内的时候，
you will bear much fruit.
你就会结许多的果实。
My dear sisters, that's how Jesus looks at our life.
亲爱的姊妹，这个就是耶稣怎样看我们的生命。
All of us being united with Jesus in prayer.
透过祈祷，我们同耶稣合一。
When we are united with Jesus in prayer, the Lord will do things through us.
当我们在祈祷中同耶稣合一呢，耶稣就会为我们做事啊。
All our activities must flow out of our prayer.
所有我们的活动呢，应该是我们祈祷的果效。
What we must be doing is to pray.
我哋应该做嘅咧就系要祈祷。
Is to remain in prayer.
停留喺祈祷内。
When we remain in prayer, the Lord will do everything through us.
当我哋停留喺祈祷内咧，天主就会为我哋做一切嘅事。
Pope John Paul II spoke about the heresy of overactivity.
教宗若望保禄二世咧讲及咧过分活动嘅呢个异端啊。
We could be running around doing a lot of things.
我哋咧可以周围跑去做好多嘅事。
Of course, we must do things.
当然我哋要做嘢啦。
But all that we must be doing must have their source in prayer.
但是所有我们做的事呢，个根基应该是来自祈祷。
I go out to do things as Jesus sends me to.
如果我出外面做事呢，是因为耶稣派遣我。
Only when Jesus sends me out to do things, I go out.
只有当耶稣派你去出外咧，你先冇出外啊。
Because we are told in Mark 3:13,
马尔谷福音第三章第十三节。
Jesus called us to be with him.
耶稣上了山，把自己所想要的人召来，他们便来到他面前。
Jesus called us to be with him.
耶稣召叫我哋同佢喺埋一齐。
And then to go out when Jesus would ask us to go out.
只有当耶稣叫我们出外的时候，我们才出外。
And therefore the primary reason we are called for is to remain with Jesus.
所以我们的蒙召最基本和最重要的就是同耶稣在一起。
To let Jesus use us as he wants to use us.
让耶稣使用我们好像他想要使用的一样。
I cannot be going where I want to go.
我不可以去我自己想去的地方。
I must be going where Jesus wants me to go.
我必须去耶稣差遣我去的地方。
I cannot do what I want to do.
我不可以做我想做的事。
I must be doing what Jesus wants me to do.
我必须要做耶稣要我做的事。
It is not my will as Jesus prayed, not my will, but Father, let your will be done.
我们要好像耶稣一样这样祈求，主啊，愿你的圣意成就，不是我自己的旨意。
It is the will of God that I must always be ready to be doing.
我必须随时候命服从天主的旨意。
And therefore we understand the essence of our vocation.
于是我们才会明白到我们圣召的核心。
Our vocation is to be men and women of prayer.
我们的核心，我圣召的核心就是成为祈祷的人。
And everybody should know this.
每一个人都应该知道。
That we are primarily men and women of prayer.
我最重要是做祈祷的人。
I remember when I was in my formation time.
咁咧，佢记得当喺佢读到第四年嘅时候咧。
I had a very difficult time.
佢遇到好大嘅困难。
Because every week, Father Rector would give us an advice.
咁因为每个星期咧，嗰、那个院长咧都会俾佢哋一啲嘅劝告。
In the advice, Father Rector would tell us.
咁呢个院长会俾嘅忠告系咩咧
？You are called to be men of prayer.
你要成为祈祷嘅人。
You must be able to pray well.
你必须要祈祷祈得好。
And that's what priestly formation is meant for.
这个就是作为师铎最重要的培育。
To learn to pray.
学习祈祷。
And I would sit for prayer.
咁于是神父咧，佢就会坐喺度祈祷。
I would read the Bible or some other book.
佢会读圣经或者第二啲书。
And I would be distracted.
咁但系就会分心啦。
I would read the story of Zacchaeus.
咁佢咧会读。 海嘅呢个故事啦。
But before Zacchaeus reaches the top of the tree, I would be somewhere else.
咁喺扎海都未爬上棵树之前咧，佢个思路已经唔知去咗边啦。
I would remain there for some time.
咁咧就会仲要逗留咗一段时间。
And then I realized I was distracted.
咁佢发现，哎呀，我分咗心啊。
And I felt very bad about it.
以前系觉得好。
I could not pray.
我唔能够祈祷。
I would think about all sorts of things that concern me.
我咧会谂好多嘢同我有关嘅。
Finally, I went to my spiritual director.
咁最后咧就走去揾佢嘅神师。
I told him, Father, I'm going back home.
佢话俾神师听，神父，我翻屋企啦。
And he asked me, Why do you want to go?
点解啊？
Because I'm not able to pray.
因为我冇办法祈祷啊。
I'm very distracted.
我好分心啊。
And he laughed aloud and said, "Even I am distracted."
佢大笑，我都系分心啊。
So one thing I realized.
咁有一样嘢佢醒悟到。
We cannot avoid distractions.
其实我哋系唔可以避免分心噶噃。
I asked him, Father, what do you do when you become distracted?
佢就问神父，咁当你分心咗，你点啊？
And he told me.
佢就话俾佢听。
When I become distracted, I make distraction a prayer.
但当我分心嘅时候咧，我就将我分心嘅嘢转变成为祈祷。
I asked him, how do you do this?
咁点做啊？
He said to me, I begin to pray.
当我开始祈祷啦
，and my thoughts might go somewhere else。
咁我个思想已经开始走去第二度啦。
When I become aware of my distracting thoughts，
当我醒悟到我分心嘅思想咧
，I would tell Jesus, Lord, these thoughts I offer to you。
咁我就话俾耶稣听，耶稣，我将呢个分心嘅思想都奉献俾你。
These distracting thoughts would be about something。I am interested in.
呢啲分心嘅嘢咧，系可能同我一啲有兴趣嘅嘢有关。
It could be about my studies.
或者同我嘅读书啦。
It could be about something I am doing.
或者我想做嘅嘢啦。
Maybe somebody criticized me, and when Zacchaeus was climbing up on the tree, I climbed up on his head.
或者有啲人咧系批评我咧，所以都我谂到就爬上树嘅时候咧，我就爬上个佢头嗰度。
Because this man criticized me.
因为佢批评我。
I'm very angry with him.
我好嬲佢。
My spiritual father told me.
咁呢个神师就话俾佢听。
I have anger in my heart against the person who found fault with me.
我个心入边咧好嬲呢一个咁样批评我嘅人。
That's why that person comes to my mind during prayer。
所以喺祈祷入边咧，呢个人咧就走咗入我嘅脑海入边。
And Jesus wants me to deal with my anger。
咁但系耶稣咧就想我处理我嘅嬲怒。
I began to pray like that。
咁我就开始咁样祈祷啦。
Someone I was angry with。
有好嬲某个人啊。
That man is very much there in my heart.
但系嗰个人咧，佢同耶稣嘅心好亲密噶。
That's when I'm trying to put Zacchaeus there in my heart.
咁咧，所以我都要将呢个杂爱咧摆喺我个心入边喎，耶稣。
Zacchaeus has no place in my heart at that time.
喺嗰时候咧，杂爱系喺耶稣嘅心入边噶。
The man who shouted at me, he's filling my heart with anger.
咁但系嗰个闹我个人咧，就喺我心入边充满嬲怒啊
！I must pray over him。
我必须为佢祈祷。
I must pray for him。
我必须为佢祈祷。
I must bring that angry situation to Jesus。
我必须将我呢个嬲怒嘅状态咧交俾耶稣。
I must bring every detail of that situation to Jesus.
我必须将个状态咧，系好细心咁话俾耶稣听。
when I offered that situation to Jesus, Jesus will take charge of that situation. I'm able to offer my anger to him. When my anger is there in my heart, I will not be able to pray otherwise. I must tell my Jesus how angry I am. And I must open my heart and my anger to Jesus. Then my Jesus will give me the grace to go and get reconciled with that person. So I prayed for half an hour. I did not pray on Zacchaeus. But I prayed on something that touched my heart. I'm able to tackle my anger, my relationship to that person. Or I felt very sad about something. I fall sick and I come and sit and pray. Zacchaeus has no place at that time in my heart. I'm very disturbed that I am sick. My thoughts will come back to my sickness. And then I must make sickness my prayer. I offer my sickness to Jesus. I tell Jesus, Lord, I am very bothered about my sickness. What type of sickness it is? I do not know how that sickness will end up. I talk to Jesus and everything about that sickness. I offer that sickness to Jesus. At the end of my prayer, I have accepted my sickness from the hands of God. So I prayed. I conversed with Jesus. Not on the theme I wanted to pray for, but on a different theme. The theme that we pray with is not important. The important thing is that I must be praying. That I must be connected with Jesus. And that makes my prayer effective. Then I am making my life a theme of my prayer. My sickness, my anger, my relationships, my problems, everything of my life I bring to Jesus in prayer. And Jesus is able to take charge of those situations of my life. We will realize that Jesus prayed like this. We read in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 verse 16. Luke chapter 5 verse 16, we read like this. But he withdrew to a deserted place to pray.
Yes.
Now when did Jesus withdraw to a deserted place to pray?
几时耶稣退入荒野去祈祷呢？
After having cleansed a leper，
就系当佢咧系洁净咗一个赖病人之后。
A leper came to Jesus。
有个赖病人嚟揾耶稣。
Leprosy was considered the curse of God。
赖病人咧喺当时系被认为咧被天主诅咒嘅人。
Lepers had no sympathy from the people。
嗰啲人咧对赖病人咧毫无怜悯之心嘅。
Because people thought it is because of my sin that leprosy has come to me。
因为人咧会觉得咧。是因着罪所以才会有赖病的。
The lepers were chased away to the mountainous area by children stoning them all the time。
所以呢所有的患赖病的人呢会被赶到某个荒野那里，而且小朋友见他们用石头钉他。
And leprosy was considered something incurable。
而赖病呢是会被认为呢不可医治的病。
And people were frightened of lepers。
人是很惊赖病人的。
Now such a leper came to Jesus。
这个赖病人呢来见耶稣。
And Jesus healed him。
耶稣医治他。
And the good news began to spread everywhere。
于是呢这个喜讯呢不医治的喜讯呢就传给所有的人了。
In Luke chapter 5 verse 15 we are told the report about him spread all the more, great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments, but then he withdrew to a deserted place to pray。
但路加第五章十五节就说呢，他的名声更传扬开了，遂有许多人聚集来听教，并为治好自己的病症，耶稣却退入荒野去。
The popularity of Jesus increased。
耶稣的名声就越来越增长。
Everybody was coming in search of Jesus。
所有的人都走来找他。
Everybody wanted to listen to him and to be healed by him。
所有的人齐集来听教，并为治好自己的病症。
Jesus was very happy。
耶稣其实很开心的。
He wanted to share that happiness with the Father。
他想将这个喜乐呢，是同天父分享。
So he went to a deserted place。
所以他就退入荒野去祈祷。
He wanted to be alone with the Father。
他想同天父单独相处。
There are moments of success in our life。
在我的生命里面有些时刻是有成功的。
There are moments everybody praises us。
当你个个人都赞美的时候呢。
There are moments when everything goes well with our life。
当你生命里面样样东西都顺顺的时候呢。
And we are very happy about it all。
我们是很开心的，是吧？
In such moments of success and happiness, what are we to do?
在这么成功的时刻，你应该怎么做呢？
We must turn to the Lord in prayer.
必须转向天主祈祷。
Otherwise, there is a danger.
如果不是，就有危险了。
Our popularity and success can make us very proud.
我们的成功和我们的名气呢会使到我们很骄傲。
And that means our popularity and success can lead us to evil。
所以我们的名气和我们的成就呢，可以带引我们去进入邪恶。
A lot of proud people have tried to destroy the church。
你要知道有很多骄傲的人呢，是想毁灭。
A lot of successful people have destroyed the church。
事实上是很多有成就的人呢是毁灭了教会。
So a moment of success should be a moment of prayer。
所以在有成就的时候应该是祈祷的时候。
A moment of happiness should be a moment of prayer。
在喜乐的时候应该是祈祷的时候。
And what do we pray?
那我们祈祷什么？
We offer that success to the Lord and praise and thank God。
我们将这个成就奉献给天主，赞美敬拜天主。
As Mother Mary did, the Almighty has done great things for me. Glory be to Him.
就如圣母所说， 是上主在我身上成就了大赐，愿上主受光荣。
And again in Luke chapter 6 verse,
路加福音第六章
Luke chapter 6 verse 12
第十二节，
在这几天耶稣出去上山祈祷，他彻夜向天主祈祷。
In those days he departed to the mountains to pray and spent that night in prayer to God. When did Jesus go to pray?
何时耶稣上山祈祷啊？
We know the context of this prayer was a context of a terrible misunderstanding.
你要知道咧，当耶稣呢个时候去祈祷嘅时候咧，系正系当佢处喺一个被严重误解嘅时刻。
We are told that Jesus healed a man with a withered hand.
因为呢，耶稣呢，就是医好了一个枯手的人。
And all the Pharisees were trying to accuse him.
所有的法利赛人呢，和经师呢，都尝试要控告他。
It was on a day of Sabbath.
因为是在安息日。
And Jesus saw a man with a right hand withered.
耶稣见到这个右手光枯走的人，
Jesus had pity on him.
耶稣就告诉他，你起身。
What does it mean the right hand is withered?
当我们说右手枯干是什么意思呢？
His life was withered.
就是说他的生命都枯干了。
He could not work.
他不可以做任何事。
He could not earn a living.
他不可以赚取他生活的费用。
He could not feed a family.
他都不可以养家。
His life was desperate and dark in darkness.
他的生命呢，是在绝望黑暗之中。
Jesus saw him in the synagogue.
耶稣在会堂里面见到他。
Jesus knew he was not permitted to heal him.
耶稣很知道他是不被允许去医病的。
Jesus was not permitted to heal him because it was the Sabbath.
因为安息日，所以不准医病的。
On the Sabbath day, a doctor could not practice medicine and heal.
因为在安息日呢，医生都不准医病人的。
And the Pharisees and scribes were looking at him.
而经师同埋法利赛人咧就喺度窥察紧佢。
But Jesus could not but heal this man.
但耶稣冇办法唔去医呢个人。
Jesus could not be indifferent to the desperate situation of this man.
对于呢个人咁绝望嘅境况咧，耶稣绝对唔可以冷漠。
Jesus went to him.
耶稣就去佢度。
Jesus asked him to reach his hand out.
耶稣就对他说，叫他伸出手。
This man was healed.
这个人就好翻了。
And immediately the scribes and the Pharisees went out to take counsel against him.
于是呢，啲经师同埋法利赛人就即刻开会商讨点样对付耶稣。
Wanting to put him to death.
要杀死他。
And Jesus was very sad.
耶稣个心好忧伤。
Jesus was dispensing the mercy of the Father with a very poor, sick person.
耶稣是将天父的慈悲呢，是去施展在这个很痛苦的人的身上。
And Jesus was misunderstood as breaking the law of the Father.
而啲人呢，就将他当作是一个违反安息日的人。
And Jesus grieved in his heart.
耶稣的心里面充满忧伤。
The next sentence, he went, in those days, he departed to the mountain to pray and he spent the whole night in prayer.
所以跟住圣经就点话，在这几天，耶稣出去上山祈祷，他彻夜向天主祈祷。
Again, Jesus went to Gethsemane to pray.
耶稣去咗格撒玛尼山园祈祷。
That is a moment of disaster.
这个是一个很绝望的时刻。
Judas was waiting to betray him.
犹大斯已经在等待等着出卖他。
Simon Peter would deny him.
巴多禄会否认他。
All the apostles would run away from him.
所有的門徒都會逃跑。
Pilate would condemn him.
比拉多會定他的罪。
And he would be flogged at the pillar.
他會被綁在石柱上被鞭打。
He would be condemned most unjustly.
他會是很不公義地被定罪。
And the centurion would be very cruel to him.
百夫長會對他很殘酷。
And nails would be driven in his palms and his feet.
巨大的鐵釘就會釘穿他的手和腳。
And he would be raised up on the cross.
而他會在十字架上被高舉。
And he would die being despised and abandoned by everyone.
他會被所有的人棄絕，而在這種棄絕中死亡。
Jesus saw it all in front of him.
在耶穌的眼前，他看了所有這一切。
And Jesus could not take it.
耶穌接受不了。
And he said that to the Heavenly Father.
所以他要跟天父交通。
Let this bitter chalice go away from him.
他要告訴天父，讓這個杖拿走。
Whatever Jesus felt, he prayed to the Heavenly Father. Exactly as he felt it. He just could not understand how he could go through it all. And again, Jesus was talking to Simon Peter. And Jesus said to him, Simon, you be careful. Satan is after you. And you will deny me 3 times. And Simon Peter said, No, Lord, I will never deny you. Even if everybody else denies you, no, I will not deny you. But Jesus knew that Simon Peter would deny him. And Jesus warned Simon Peter. And told him, Simon, I have prayed for you. Jesus prayed for Simon that he may be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Every experience, intense experience of Jesus, he brought to the Father in prayer. And this is what we need to do. Because our experiences should flow into the Father's heart. It is the Heavenly Father Himself who has invited every one of us. And the Father should know what happens to me. I must be offering everything to Him. That's why our life must be a life of prayer. All the strength we get is from prayer. And after the death and resurrection of Jesus, the apostles prayed with Mother Mary. They were in the upper room praying. Mother Mary taught them how to surrender their lives to Jesus. And they were anointed with the Holy Spirit. Mother Mary is always praying for us. And with her, we must be praying. Let us find time to pray. Wherever we are, to raise our hearts in prayer. Prayer must become a life breath. The strength and the joy of our heart. We are bound to be misunderstood here. We are about to make feel our life is miserable.
We are
about to fail in our attempts. Why do we turn to in such moment? It is to the Lord that we need to turn. Because He is there for us. Ultimately, only the Lord is there for me. If I am not united with Him in prayer, I will be lost. But then if I am one with Him, whatever else happens to me, I will thrive. Let us ask Jesus this grace. The grace that the apostles asked Jesus. Lord, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples. We want prayer to be the foundation of our life. Whatever else we are doing, if we are not able to pray, we will not do anything the right way. Mother Mary, teach us to pray. As you taught the apostles to pray in the upper room. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
天主圣母玛利亚，求你应在和我们临终时。
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.